The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. Today is Wednesday, April 15th. It would have been tax day. That's not even exciting news or anything like that. But what I do have today is exciting news. It came to me, courteous Dr. Joe on Twitter, also known as Backcracker, or Twitter handle at Dr. Joe Gilmore. So he tweeted at me last night the news that Sam Raimi has officially confirmed that he is the new director of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. And if that is true, that is really, really good news, really exciting news. This had been rumored for a while. John and I talked about it a while back, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun because, well, one, he's a horror guy, and Multiverse of Madness is supposed to be more of a horror feel to it, make it something different in the MCU. That's the rumors that we're hearing. Obviously, Sam Raimi coming in is going to really lean into that with his Evil Dead history and Army of Darkness type thing. So that should be really good. I'm not a big horror person myself, just not a big fan of the genre, but mixing that into the MCU, I think is going to be crazy. And I really like what he did with Spider-Man. So I thought the Spider-Man movies, 1, 2, and 3, I really loved 1, but as I've said many times before, it's probably because it was the first big Spider-Man movie. But I did really like it, but I'll tell you one thing I didn't like. I never, ever liked that they simplified the character by having his webs come out of his body. That was gross. I thought it took a lot away from the character itself because I thought the character of Peter Parker, part of the fun was him working on the webs. Different villains would require different formulas of webs, so he would have to go back to his apartment and tinker with his web shooters to get the right mixture so that it would be able to handle whatever bad guy he was dealing with. And I thought that by simplifying it down to, oh, look, it just comes out of his wrist, it kind of eliminated all that. But what it did do is streamlined it for movie consumption. So I was happy to live with it because I enjoyed the movies. Now, in the article that Dr. Joe had sent over, Sam Raimi says that Spider-Man was always number one for him. And Doctor Strange was like the fifth or something, top five character, but probably like five for him. So I'll be interested to see. It's good that we already have Doctor Strange established in the MCU. So there's not too much I don't think that could be changed. I think it's more of how is Sam going to change the MCU and use his vision and his ideas in a multiverse, basically creating the multiverse for all of the MCU. And that's going to be, I think you really, short of a Spielberg or a Cameron or something, or like, or even a George Lucas. Actually, I wouldn't even put George Lucas in that category because Lucas was so good at creating the Star Wars universe. But could you come up with a different mind, a better mind for creating multiverses, multiverse? I don't know if there is one. I'm sure everybody will be talking about it. But and the irony is what I was originally going to talk about this morning is Quibi. And it was funny because this article came because according to the article, he kind of slipped up and let the cat out of the bag during an interview for his new Quibi show, 50 States of Fright. And I had seen that on Quibi. So I'll have more on Quibi tomorrow. I'm going to talk to John about that. I'm already a member. I signed up. It's free. Check it out. I'll talk about it more tomorrow if you don't know what it is. It looks insane, and I do have a comic book tie-in to it, but I think this news is bigger. I think this is more exciting news, so I went with that this morning to hopefully brighten your day, get you off to a good start. John, don't be upset. We can talk about it again tonight, and then that way we'll have it. We'll have more on Sam Raimi tomorrow, because I want to get John's thoughts on this. But I do think it's great news, and John and I will be back with more Sam Raimi, talking about Quibi, if you don't even know what that is, talking about comics, talking about books, just basically talking about anything that goes on in a comic book store. So check us out tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. Who knows what I'll have. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.